Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, we're going to be looking at evaluating God's performance. Whoa. Special guest Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministry will also be joining us. Plus, our question of the hour, get this one, how long should church last when you go? How long should it go?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Baby, ain't no mountain high.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What can people expect from the Kia brand?
The perception of Kia and the quality it delivers, there's still a gap. That product has evolved so much, I don't even think it's caught up. And if you took time and you looked at the Kia, the quality's phenomenal, the warranty's the best on the planet, and you get more for your money. You read any third-party article about the Kia, they're safe, they're reliable, they're economical. They're 20% more car for 20% less money.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at BarabbasRoadChurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
Feed Your Faith presents the Love Worth Fighting For event, featuring Fireproof stars Kirk Cameron and Warren Barfield.
Live.
Join us for this event designed for you, whether you've been married for 50 years or dating for 50 minutes. You will be worshiping and praising God, laughing hysterically as you see Mike Seaver and hear about the pretzel. Combine that with Kirk and Warren's unbelievable ability to share the plan God has for marriage and relationships, and you won't want to miss a single minute of this unique event.
You know, the Bible says that love does not keep a record of wrongs. Wouldn't that be great?
This event was designed to strengthen good marriages, heal broken marriages, and lay the groundwork for biblical relationships that work according to God's plan for each and every one of us, regardless of marital status.
Join us at the Love Worth Fighting For event featuring Kirk Cameron, Sunday, June 7th, 6 p.m. at Faith Chapel in Spring Valley. For tickets, go to loveworthfightingfor.com or call 800-765-9324.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Wow. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasul, thinksam.com. That's his website. Great URL. Not thank Sam, think Sam. Okay? Every time he meets with somebody through our KPRZ deal, if he meets with you and talks to you about real estate, he takes $250 and gives it to charity or to a ministry of your choice. If you hook up with him and you end up buying or selling a house, 25% of that commission also will go to the charity or ministry of your choice. Plus, if you are selling your house and you need some work on it, he will even lend money for the house repairs to be taken care of, for which he takes back immediately at the close of escrow, no interest. That's the kind of real estate commitment Sam has. 20 years working in San Diego. That's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good, well-developed, understanding person of the industry. He's a born-again Christian. He was born and raised Muslim, and then he became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian after he had a meeting with Dr. David Jeremiah. Fascinating testimony, which he will be glad to share with your Bible study, or he'll be glad to share with the church. He loves to do it. Same place to get a hold of him. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515, 858-722-7515. Quick reminder about tomorrow, that it's Chick-fil-A Military Appreciation Day. Just want to remind everybody, Chick-fil-A in San Marcos, Oceanside, and Escondido for the night of May 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. hosting a special event to honor all active duty members, military personnel, with a free entree, entertainment, and giveaways. You can't do better than that. That's cool stuff. Cool stuff is cool stuff. Like that very much. Okie dokie. Let's make sure we make the people know the question of the hour. The question of the hour is, how long should church last? We got some churches that go, an hour, 30, 45 minutes. You got some churches go an hour and a half, some that go two. If you got an opinion on that, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you have some insight there, I'd be interested. I've been to churches where the churches are really long, but don't seem like they're long. You ever go to like a church and it ends up being a couple hours, but it doesn't seem like it because the service is so good, material is so good, worship so good, it just flies by. So I kind of like that. You doing all right there, road producer? Are you just kind of all good? Did somebody call and order a pizza? Is that what happened?
Large pepperoni. We're all out.
Okay. That's always good to know. We have a very unique, I think it's a pretty unique DDD. It's going to be talking about, it's titled Evaluating God's Performance. Now, you know better than that. If you've heard this show for 5 seconds, you know that that's not really what we're talking about. It's just something that people fall into, and we're going to examine how that takes place, because there is a biblical story where that takes place. So we're going to examine how we go about with that. Later on in the hour, Steve Wheeler is going to be wheeling in. Get it? Steve Wheeler, wheeling in. Come on. Come on. Come on. That was funny. From Whitefields Ministry, that's pretty good stuff. So there's a couple things that I want to make sure that people understand in regards to the enemy. Dun, dun, dun. So before we get into the DDD, which we'll do in that next segment, which I've just decided, I want to say something about the enemy trying to help create doubt in people's lives. Now, have you ever had this situation happen? Let's talk about it as honest, Bible-believing Christians. So you're in a circumstance or you're in a situation, and somebody communicates to you, man, this thing that you did, or this thing that you worked on, this was such a blessing. It really did this, and this was this. And then somebody else will go through that same review, and they'll say, that was really bad, and really, that wasn't done right, and da 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 da. Okay, so here's kind of like how you would use that. If I had preached a sermon, let's say I'm preaching a sermon, and you're sitting in the church, some person might listen to that sermon and go, you know, wow, that was a real blessing. That really meant a lot to me. That was really, you know, really spoke to me, you know, really was cool. And that, but another person might go, man, that was void of any kind of real content. You didn't really say anything. There's nothing going on. It's interesting to note how the devil will use, yeah, I said devil, he's real, deal with it. The devil will use or utilize moments like that to come against people. So for example, if a pastor hears, hey, that was a great sermon, it's like, yeah, cool, man, and I was on target, I was listening to the Holy Spirit, I'm pretty happy about that, okay, that's cool, yeah. And then when the other person comes in and says that the content of that message was boring, you were flat, wasn't good, wasn't interesting, then that same minister might go, man, I really missed it. I'm missing the element. Man, am I hearing you, Lord? Am I following you? It's almost like the devil will take a moment from a person and try and make it worse or harder in our lives. So for example, somebody might say to me, hey, that show was great. It was a great show. It was really good. Another person might say, that was sophomoric and stupid and dumb, and I don't like anything about it. So then part of you thinks, oh, well, that's great. That was a blessing. And then the other part of you thinks, well, is it really that bad? Was it really that sophomoric? And there's a doubt that's created, a tension that takes place inside you and me between wanting to believe the best on something and then standing in that same place and thinking, am I just losing it? Am I just not getting it? And the enemy does that to you and to me all the time. And he uses people. You don't think the enemy uses people. He's been working on people for thousands of years since the very beginning of us. He's got a pretty good handle on how to pull the buttons or push the buttons or pull the levers. And so when the enemy comes in and tries to create doubt, why is the enemy creating doubt? Because what does doubt do? Well, I'll tell you one thing doubt doesn't do, and that's help your relationship with God. It doesn't help you in the Lord. It brings you down. I'm not saying the people are intentionally trying to do that. What I'm saying is the enemy is using those moments. Here's my encouragement to you. If you are attacked in that way, even though it seems weird, stand in the faith. Don't give into the doubt. Stand in the faith. Because the enemy's goal is to bring you down. If you read John 10:10, it says, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, who do you think he's doing that to? Mice? Who do you think he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy? Who do you think he's coming after to do that? Where does Revelation chapter 12 tell us? Who does he go after? Those that have the testimony that Jesus is Christ. Those that love their lives not to death or to, all the way to the point of death. They don't love their lives so much that they want to preserve it. They want to give their lives up for Jesus. That's who the enemy fights. He fights people that stand that way, that stand in a testimony of Jesus Christ. Listen to what I'm saying. When the enemy comes against you and tries to accentuate the doubt and throws things at you, don't buy in. Don't get into it. Don't say yes. Don't yield to that. Stand by faith. It's an ironic element that as you go through Scripture in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you look at Jesus' communication to his own disciples, how he associates them having little faith and also allowing doubt to creep in. If they can have a little faith but hold on to that faith and keep it pure, it's great. But when doubt comes in, it pollutes the situation. And the enemy continually tries to pollute the active faith that we use. And you and I have to make decisions on a daily basis, if not an hourly basis, that says, I'm not going to give in to the doubt. I'm not going to ride my life in this doubt position. I'm going to believe. I'm going to operate in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if the enemy can get you off of faith, he's definitely moving you away from pleasing God, isn't he? The whole point is to not allow the enemy to bring the doubt in. Don't be so quick to believe the negative, to believe the doubt part. Be a risk taker and live by faith more than doubt. A lot of people, I've heard this. I love this line. You know, they talk about positive people and negative people. And it's not hard to figure out who you'd rather hang out with. But I love what negative people say. I'm only being realistic. It's like you're only being realistically a bummer. That's what you're being, realistically. It's like, it's that mentality. We need to operate in the principle of faith. We need to not give doubt props. We need to not let the enemy take these doubts and swirl them around in our minds and our hearts and disturb us and disrupt us and disconnect us from the Lord. We need to stand firm in our faith. And while all the stuff around us may be nutty cuckoo, which I think a lot of it is, you go back to that psalm where it says, even if the mountains fall into the sea and the earth shakes and the waters, tidal wave, even if everything goes wrong, I'm gonna rest in the Lord because he's somebody I can count on. So don't let the doubt kick you in the teeth. Be a person of faith. Standing firm, confident, and solid that the Lord is with you. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Like the old saying goes, maybe imitated, but never duplicated. There are a lot of ways available today to learn how to trade stocks, but New Venture on Wall Street has a tried and true system. They teach a skill set that can help you be a successful trader. The New Venture system is endorsed by those who are serious about generating wealth through the stock market. Here's a New Venture graduate, Joe. Joe's from a recent seminar.
If anybody's serious about trading stocks or investing in stocks, it's the best program on the market that I'm aware of, and I have reviewed quite a few.
If you're serious about learning how to use the stock market to create a second income, pay off debt, or start a new business, then you need to call New Venture on Wall Street right now. 1-877-907-TRADE. 1-877-907-TRADE. That's 1-877-907-TRADE. For more details, go online to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Attend our live event May 29th and 30th at the Sheraton Carlsbad Resort and Spa.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, baby Brielle to tell you more about solar incentives.
So there's solar incentives available to homeowners and business owners is rapidly going to be exhausted soon. One of the incentives still available is a 30% tax credit and the net metering program available through SDG&E, which is a very huge incentive.
A lot of the commercial customers, too, can write off the depreciation of the system.
Associated with all these incentives is we go over all your options when we go and visit your home or business, because every home and every business is different. We do customize your solar analysis to reflect that, and that's why it's really important we share all that information with you so you know what your options are.
Join the Current Solar family, and for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
There's a lot of research out there that show kids do best when raised by their married mother and father. But what about kids raised in same-sex households? Well, recently new data suggests there are risks, and that has led some adults raised by gay parents to speak out. Katie Faust is one of those taking a stand. She took part in a panel discussion hosted by the Alliance Defending Freedom.
There are reasons to support traditional marriage that don't stem from phobia, animus, ignorance, or indoctrination, which seem to be the accusations. When a child sees their mother loving their father, there's this amazing thing that takes place where they feel as if their mother is loving them. And when they see their father loving their mother, they feel as though their father is loving them. If it was just about stability and low conflict and love and commitment, then my mom and her partner would have been enough. But they were not enough.
Faust is a well-known blogger. Initially, she wrote anonymously, but gay marriage supporters identified her and tried to use intimidation to silence her. Well, she and five other adult children of gay parents filed a friend of the court brief that was submitted to the Supreme Court.
We are permitting people to form the romantic relationships that they choose. But when you institutionalize marriage, now you are promoting motherless and fatherlessness. And we have to get back to telling adults that they need to act like adults. They need to sacrifice, they need to give up so that kids don't have to sacrifice and give up.
Faust argues there are only four ways that a child can arrive in a same-sex household: death, divorce, abandonment, or third-party reproduction. And all of those produce negative outcomes for children.
There is no such thing as an intact household when you are talking about a child being raised by same-sex parents.
The Supreme Court is set to rule on the issue of same-sex marriage in late June. For Citizen Link, I'm Kim Troby.
Citizen Link is a public policy partner of Focus on the Family.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, this segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Hey, did I tell you this? I might not have told you this. I probably should tell you this. We won that award. I don't know, a lot of people might not be aware, but we were involved in submitting to the San Diego Broadcasters, Radio Broadcasters Association. We submitted one of our commercials, and it won an award. Can you believe we won an award? So we're now we're an award-winning radio show. That just sounds funny. Anyhow, they're taking us to lunch, so we're just kind of coordinating everybody's lunch and getting that together. So I just think that's really cool. What's really cool about it is the commercial that we wrote was for Excalibur Roofing. See, he says Excalibur Roofing, and with Excalibur Roofing, then their commercial, they are award winners too. And here's what I want to say. Is there a big hole in your roof? Maybe there's not, but maybe you walked around the side of your house and there's a big chunk of your roof right there on the driveway, right by the side, right where the trash goes. You should call Excalibur Roofing, because that means you have a hole in your roof. Hey, you know what you don't want to do is have a hole in your roof and let the water leak down and then touch your big screen TV and burn it out. You want to stop that stuff before it happens. You want to call Excalibur Roofing. That's what you want to do. 760-743-8803. Believe me, it wasn't this live read that won the commercial award. Just saying. 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. And the big deal for Excalibur Roofing is they're giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month to KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work during the regular season of baseball. And that's because Eric and Ingrid are huge Padre fans. And so they got these awesome season tickets. And that way you get a chance to go. But you have, even if you only sign up for repairs, it doesn't matter. But in order to get them and qualify, you have to call and ask for Eric and ask for a free estimate. And so the number you want to call is 760-743-8803. You want to get that taken care of, because then all your roofing troubles will be below you, not above you. Get it? Get it? Okay. That was terrible, too. All right. I'm doing the best I can, folks. Not every day is a perfect day, but I am here twice on Monday. All right. So here's our DDD. The DDD is this. It's actually titled Evaluating God's Performance. Now, if anybody has any theology in them, they know that's a no-no. You're not allowed to do that. But does that stop us from doing it? Let's examine that from the point of view of other believers. This is in John chapter 11, verse 17 through 21. John 11, 17 through 21. Again, the title, Evaluating God's Performance. Here we go. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb, referring to Lazarus, 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and to Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. So let's evaluate. Now, they're in a lot of pain because they just had a death, and that's a part of this process. But I want you to catch that not only did Mary say this to Jesus, but Martha said this to Jesus. They both said the exact same thing, which kind of tells you there was a little training going on in the old family of Rue, right? A little bit of training. And here's the bottom line. They're saying, Lord, if you... Ah, right there. See? They're acknowledging him as Lord, but they're going, if you'd have done it this way, then this would have happened. If you'd have done it this way, then this would have happened. And in an indirect way, we're telling God, hey, you know what? You could do a better job, because if you were here earlier, this wouldn't even have taken. Now we're telling God how to be God. Isn't that nice of us? That's so brilliant of us, isn't it? Because we don't like God's timing or his methods. We let him know, hey, you'd been here an hour earlier or a day earlier. Come on now. This had been different. But you see, what we do is we operate in this realm like we act like we know. And when we're doing that, when we're acting that way, I just want to point this out. We're directly telling God your performance was not what we were thinking it should be. Because if you'd have been here earlier and you would have done this, then it would have had a different result. God, so you only get a 90 out of 100. That's what we're saying to the Lord. It's like, folks, we can't do that. You can't do that. That's a no-no. Watch. No, you cannot do that. We cannot tell the Lord, if you'd have done this, this would have happened. Or if this was this, this would have happened. This is it. Hey, he's sovereign. He's the Lord. He's in charge. He does it perfectly. Maybe it's on our end how we evaluate how God does things and what his timing is. Maybe it's on our side that's all polluted. If there's a problem between heaven and earth, it's not on heaven's side. If there's some gunk in between the pipe that goes from heaven to earth between God and you, it's not on his end. It's on our end. It's a lack of trust and confidence that the things that God does, he does because he loves us and has our best interests in mind. We need to do a little better than Martha was doing. You know, if you'd have been here, now this would have happened, then this would have happened, this would have happened. I think we should stop telling God how to do a better job and trust him for the job he does. Now, we do have somebody on the line, so we want to bring them on. I think it's Viv is on the phone, because I did ask this question earlier, and I just love to do this with the audience. How long should church last? That's a fair question. Viv, are you on the phone with us? Let's see. She is. Viv, are you there? Oh, we got, you know what? We do have phone issues. We got people here from corporate working on the phones. That's going to make it very interesting at 3:30 when Marty tries to call. Oh, boy. Sorry, Viv. We're really sorry. Maybe there's a way she can email us the answer and we can try and figure it out. But the phones are not coming through. That's always a good thing. The better part of that is not to forget the DDD, though, right? You really want to make sure that you don't tell God, hey, your performance isn't really up to my par. It's not really up to my quality or my standards. What we want to do is we want to trust the Lord that he knows what he's doing and how to do it. And he does it perfectly. And even though I don't get his timing, and let me please confess on the air, I don't get God's timing. Just in case somebody was wondering, it's like, no, I do not get it. But if I trust him, I don't need to get his timing, do I? I don't have to worry about whether he comes through or not, because he's God. In everything he does perfect every time. And I can have a confidence in him that he cares about what I go through and knows what I need the most. I'm pretty sure my evaluation of what I need the most is not as good as God's evaluation as to what I need the most or what I do. I think God's way to nail it down better than mine. I'm going to just go with that and leave it there. All right, so when we come back, we have in studio with us our very good friend, Mr. Steve Wheeler. You know, I said you're just going to wheel on in here. I don't know if you heard that or not. From Whitefields Ministry, we're going to talk to him as soon as we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no
stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. All decent Americans should agree with the slogan, Black Lives Matter. But new reports on killings by police raise questions on whether white lives matter too. According to authoritative statistics, from 2013 to the present, cited approvingly by the New York Times, far more white people than black people die in confrontations with law enforcement. Whites account for half the victims, African Americans only 3 of 10. Of course, since black people comprise 13% of the overall population, they're overrepresented as victims of police. But they're even more overrepresented in murders committed by civilians, and most overrepresented of all when it comes to cop killers. Media focus almost exclusively on incidents where the victim is black. Can you think of a single recent case that received national attention that didn't conform to this favored narrative? Why are whites who die at the hands of police somehow less worthy of obsessive coverage than their black counterparts? I'm Michael Nedved.
Why Escondido Charter High School's individualized learning program? Parents, you have a choice as to where your sons and daughters are educated. If your sons and daughters are tired of the distractions that interfere with their education, our individualized learning program offers a safe, orderly learning environment with one-on-one instruction in a flexible college-style setting. It's tuition-free public education, WASC-accredited, with year-round enrollment. We offer college prep and general curriculum courses that prepare you for college or a career. CIF Sports, award-winning classes in graphic design, photography, 3D manufacturing, robotics, video production, theater arts, Fire Tech Academy, Criminal Justice Academy, leading to careers. So if you need to make up credits, want to pursue college or a career without the big campus distractions, call 760-737-3154 and ask for Judy Brooks, our intake coordinator. That's 760-737-3154.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Couple things to tell you right away. One, don't call the show. So we've got like five or six people walking around trying to figure out what's going on with the phone lines. I'm just waiting for one of them. I'm waiting for one of them to do one of those cartoon things where they're shocked, you know, where they put the wires together and then it looks like electricity is going through their system. I don't want that to happen to anybody. I just think it would be amusing. Anyway, also, if you want to reach the show, you can still email davidspoon@kprz.com. That part's okie dokie to do. And I apologize to Viv. I'm very sorry, Viv, that we couldn't get you on. Just one of those things where it's the phones and I can't control the phones. I'm just not able to. I do want to remind people about the trip to Israel taking place October 24th through November 3rd. The bottom line is you go to kprz.com, type in the word Israel. Pastor Alistair Begg is going to be leading the tour with Salem Media Group and Genesis Tours. And the big thing is it turns out Bonnie Mitchell's coming in tomorrow at 3:30. My mistake. I thought she was coming yesterday. And what we're going to do is have her talk about her trip that she went on with Genesis Tours a year ago and how it changed her life. I mean, how cool is that? It's like, that is some cool stuff. So bottom line, KPRZ, go there, type in the word Israel. It's an all-inclusive trip. Going to be great, great stuff. You can put a $250 refundable deposit to hold your position. I encourage you to do so. Guess who's sitting in my studio? It's not really my studio, technically. Well, it kind of is for the next hour and a half. Are my very, very good friend, Steve Wheeler, from Whitefields Ministries, which really it wasn't really even called Whitefields Ministries to a degree. That's what we just...
You've named it that. We're using ministry everywhere now. Whitefields Ministry. I like that. So.
It's great. It's a great...
It works really well. We always needed another word there to finish that out.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah. Whitefields, as in the Gospel of John, when Jesus looked at the fields and said, they are white. They're ready. Let's go. Let's go, people. Absolutely. Let's get rolling. Talk to me about what you guys are doing. What's taking place with you?
Well,
guys?
You know, it's great. You were just bringing up that last DDD. That was an awesome DDD. And it just pulled some thoughts to my mind from Keith Getty and Stuart Townsend. The last verse of a song they wrote, The Perfect Wisdom of Our God, if I could share that.
Sure.
He says, oh, grant me wisdom from above to pray for peace and cling to love, and teach me humbly to receive the sun and rain of your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials, I choose to say your perfect will in your perfect way. And you know, that really touches in with our Middle East pastors and the people. We asked the question yesterday or the day before on our Facebook page, what would you give up to be a Christian? And in America, we don't often have to give up anything. But one of our new believers, Noir, is a convert whose father has locked him up in his house, literally imprisoned
him.
And the family told him, your life will be, in their quote, hell, if you choose to continue following Jesus. We're gonna take you out of college. We're not going to ever let you get a job. This is what a family is saying to their son and their brother. And he's continuing to follow Jesus.
Wow.
So he's willing to give all that up. And I think it sort of fits into the DDD that you were just talking about. Hey, this is not always God's way to make sunshine and roses, although we are here in San Diego and it is sunny outside. But it's not always sunny in our life when God does that. But we have the privilege of coming alongside those kind of people and praying for them. So our prayer request this week has been, pray Noir will be strong in his faith and... And here's the other side of that. Be gracious to his family. What a testimony that can be. When a guy's being persecuted by his own family, he maintains a faith in Jesus Christ, but then is also extremely gracious to his mother and father. I want to obey you, mom and dad. I want to do everything I can for you, but I have to follow Jesus. I can't turn back.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on in the Middle East. I just thought it kind of tied into your DDD.
It does.
Your DDD.
It's interesting because if you understand Whitefields Ministries and what they're doing, this is a person who is reached through ministries and through the ministries that you guys are establishing. I think what people need to make sure maybe paint the picture
exactly
is the when somebody is in a village or a culture or in a language and they're hungry for the Lord and they need educating, they need support because they want to throw their entire lives into it. Now look at this young man, perfect example.
Exactly.
He's willing to give up everything for his faith, and is going to spend his life making proclamation of that faith. And that's what you guys do. You come behind that, and you go, we're going to support you.
Exactly. We provide the funds so that his pastor, Pastor Raed, can be there to collect these people together and be the support that they need. You imagine how hard it would be to maintain that faith if there was no other people around you that were maintaining their faith in Jesus Christ when persecution came. But the pastors we are supporting in the Middle East, they've gone through this. In fact, when they get thrown in jail or something like that, they come back stronger and their church comes around them stronger. Here's another example of that. We've got a Bible study going on in one of the churches there in the Middle East. And they discovered there's about 70 people that are joining just a Bible study. And they began to discover that when certain ones of them would go out of the country and come back in, or they would be leaving the Bible study, they'd get picked up by the secret police. And their name would be put on a list, and they would be expelled, or they wouldn't be allowed to come back across the border, or they would just be harassed. They'd lose their job. And so that Bible study has now taken to the, when they disband, they have to leave kind of under the cover of darkness. They all kind of walk in different directions. And that's what these people have to do. But they have a faithful pastor who's supported. He and his wife, they're there. The family's there to support, to encourage, to uplift them. And so it continues on. And that's a part of what we're joining them in prayer and doing that. That's what Whitefields does.
You know, what's amazing about that is that pastor who's being faithful to those people and helping coordinate that Bible study, without the support of Whitefields, he's not able to do that.
Absolutely.
And that's just make that connection right now in the theater of the mind and understanding radio. That pastor who's helping those 70 people who are putting their lives on the line to meet together to have a Bible study, they have to have somebody that's helping coordinate. They have to have somebody that teaches. They have to have somebody that gives them the insight and the instructions. And, you know, you don't want the goofy teaching. You want regular Bible-believing teaching, pretty conservative teaching, really.
Very much so. And, you know, these guys that we're supporting in the Middle East, they're all graduates of an evangelical seminary there. So they're Bible trained. These guys have put serious practice into studying the Bible, and we choose very carefully the men that we're supporting, and we've got networks in every country where we are at, and serving. And so there's people overseeing that, and they're working together, and that's a very important part of that whole network that sustains that. And so that's what we're excited to be a part of.
Yeah, and what I want the audience to know, because we don't get a chance to have you on as often as we like, but every time you come, it's great fellowship. I want you to know, as an audience, what they're doing is they're asking people to participate with them. Maybe you're a person who's thinking, you know, I'd like to support them. I don't know how much I can do, whatever, but it doesn't matter. If you feel in your heart that you want to do some support, $20 a month would go such a long way. Just $20 a month would go a long way to supporting these pastors who are ministering to people, and there's no other support system that they have. And boy, wouldn't it be, you know, it's kind of like that C. Peter Wagner kind of teaching back in the day where the more churches we have, the better the church is going to be. Of course, the church has moved into the mega church era and we've lost a lot of churches. And that's actually a shame. That's not a good thing. And I'm just thinking, man, what if we just dotted the planet with pastors all over the place? Just put them everywhere you can go. Now, one of the things people understand is that Whitefields is putting those pastors or supporting those pastors in places that it's not good to be a pastor.
It's not good to be a pastor or places where there just are no Christians. I was just over in Japan. We'll talk more about this in the next segment as well. But I visited a church, one of the churches that we just started helping up in Yokote. It's in the northern Akita Prefecture. This place has over 148 inches of snow a year, so it's very snowy.
Wow.
A lot of depression. It's one of the highest prefectures of suicide in Japan. And Japan's suicide rate per capita is 60% higher than the U.S.
Wow.
Well, the Yokote city, about 74,000 people there, there were no evangelical churches in that city. 74,000 people with no witness there. A pastor from about a 45 to 50 minute drive away had been a faithful pastor there. Our team there said, this is the guy that can come down, and his church and his denomination is helping us support him to come into this town. When I was there, 10 people in the church, I shared with them, you're not alone. Man. Thousands of people in America are praying for you. Not a dry eye in the audience. Every one of them in tears.
Awesome. That is just phenomenal.
And Japanese are very stoic people. That's not normal. But when they came to me afterwards and they said, people are praying for us and they support us in America, we are not alone. And 10 people, 74,000 need to know the Lord, and they're very, very busy at the work there.
Yeah, that's super, super cool. All right, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. So there's a couple ways to access to support a ministry like this, all right? So you can contact the ministry by calling 760-846-8610. Okay, that's one way. That's 760-846-8610. So you can do it that way. People like the phones. That's okay, all right? Or you can go to whitefields.org. That's whitefields.org. You go right on the website. There's different elements on the website. There's interviews on the website. There's pictures. You guys got a lot of stuff on the website. There's a lot of material. People can really get a feel for where you guys are heading and what you're doing. Just think of that story, though. 74,000 people, no Christians. They got a pastor they're supporting. He goes there. Now they got 10.
Right.
It's like that. The first 10, boy, that's the toughest, right? The first 10 or 12. And I bet the next time that they check in, there'll be even more, and there'll be even more, and the witness will continue, and the support will continue. Do you want to support a ministry like this? I would imagine so. You don't have to give a lot. Nobody's doing that. But if you want to get involved and support what they're doing, how awesome is that? That you can be a part of supporting a pastor who's going to a community where there are no Christians. Now, but now there's 10. And we'd like to hear, now there's 100. Now there's 1,000. And then we'll then watch the gospel spread, right? Whitefields.org. We're going to take our break and then come back more with Steve Wheeler. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The first time that I went to jail, they took me in, I'm in cuffs, and I hear that door slam, and I realized I'm one of those people.
Kevin had fallen a long way.
At one time, for my standards, I had the world by the tail. I had a great job, and I had been there for 20 years.
It was drinking, says Kevin, that cost him that life and that landed him in and out of jail. Only after he hit rock bottom did Kevin realize that he was powerless to change without Jesus.
Our God is a God of love, and he loves us so much that every nasty, stinking, filthy thing I've done in my whole life, he paid the price for on the cross.
Kevin's no longer a prisoner of the state because he served his time. He's no longer a prisoner of sin because Jesus set him free. Do you need set free from sin and hopelessness? Give your life to Jesus. Learn more at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. billygraham.org.
Military men and women, all San Diego Chick-fil-A's welcome you and your families to their Military Appreciation Night. They're hosting a family-friendly special event to honor all active duty military personnel with a free entree, entertainment, and giveaways. The locally owned and operated Chick-fil-A's want to thank those who serve. So round up the family and come out for Military Appreciation Night on Wednesday, May 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at any Chick-fil-A in San Diego County. Come taste the delicious Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, nuggets, spicy chicken sandwich, or chicken strips. Available for all active military personnel and all who have honorably served. Valid at all Chick-fil-A San Diego locations. You must present your military identification or proof of service, and sorry, only one offer per military personnel and each of their family members. We can't wait to see you there.
Feed Your Faith presents the Love Worth Fighting For event, featuring Fireproof stars Kirk Cameron and Warren Barfield.
Live.
Join us for this event designed for you. Whether you've been married for 50 years or dating for 50 minutes, you will be worshiping and praising God, laughing hysterically as you see Mike Seaver and hear about the pretzel. Combine that with Kirk and Warren's unbelievable ability to share the plan God has for marriage and relationships, and you won't want to miss a single minute of this unique event.
You know, the Bible says that love does not keep a record of wrongs. Wouldn't that be great?
This event was designed to strengthen good marriages, heal broken marriages, and lay the groundwork for biblical relationships that work according to God's plan for each and every one of us, regardless of marital status.
Join us at the Love Worth Fighting For event featuring Kirk Cameron, Sunday, June 7th, 6 p.m. at Faith Chapel in Spring Valley. For tickets, go to loveworthfightingfor.com or call 800-765-9324.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help someone who needs you? I'm Mark Sanchez, a mentor with California Mentor, San Diego's leading family home agency. If you're a caregiver at heart with an extra bedroom, call California Mentor to learn more about becoming a host home provider for an adult with a developmental disability. You'll receive ongoing support and a competitive monthly payment. Call us today at 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2.
Thanks to California Mentor. I now have a place to call home.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just to let you know, we're hanging out with Steve Wheeler. Whitefields Ministries. Ah, you have to like that. And what a story he's telling us about them supporting a pastor who's going to a village in Japan. 74,000 people, not one Christian.
Right.
Now there's 10.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah! Watch the gospel spread. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I was there in April, and that's a part of the great, you know, the Apostle Paul grabbed Barnabas and said, hey, let's go back and look at the churches that we've helped plant. In Japan, we've been there since 1953, so we've been doing this model for a long time of supporting indigenous pastors working alongside missionaries. And those pastors know the language, they know the culture, they look like and they live like the people that they're working with. Well, in this place, I went and had the privilege to visit them. And we also host a biannual pastors conference in Japan. So over 300 churches we've been involved in planting there. So the methodology has been working along. But this new church up in the Akita Prefecture, brand new in this area, he's just been there since January. So he's just getting started. There were 10 people available at church. And one of the people that came in was not a believer. So brand new person came in. It was quite interesting. She sat and listened to my sermon. I preached on Psalm 130, that my hope is in your word. And I was just giving them confidence that even though you're very, very few in number, less than 1% of Japanese people identify as Christians. And so I was saying, although you're very few, you can trust God's word, believe God's word. And I gave kind of the Old Testament, looked at how the prophecies present to the New Testament. Well, afterwards, this girl comes up and she shares, I'm not a believer. I'm not a Christian. I have a Bible, though. And she says, I've been trying to read it. I don't know how to read it. And she says, I got a little help this morning. I understand more. And so I said, well, let's sit down. Translator sat on one side. Pastor's wife, come here. She sat down on the other. We spent a good amount of time with this young girl, 20 years old, she says. I'm 20 years old. And she had a Bible, wanted to learn how to read it. And so we began to talk, sharing with her, start in the Gospel of John. You're going to learn about Jesus, and you're going to find out why Jesus came. And any questions that you have, ask pastor's wife. Big beaming smile on pastor's wife. I could do that. And so right now, this girl is attending and visiting and sharing in Bible studies. And that's really how the ministry works. It's one person at a time. Because we're supporting the indigenous pastor, they're there 52 weeks of the year. They're not just there for a short while. I was there for a short while, but that pastor and his family, they're still there to keep ministering to this girl who needs to study and learn and understand the gospel. And so it's going to continue on. I had the privilege as well to go to the Christian radio broadcasting station. Our field director there, our missionary, is the general manager of their Christian Broadcasting Association. Now, they're not allowed to own Christian radio stations in Japan. They don't have freedom of religion. And so they can't have a Christian radio station. We are blessed to have KPRZ here in San Diego and encourage your listeners to really pay attention and get involved here because it's a great privilege to have this. In Japan, they do the Christian radio shows, but they have to collect a group of people and then petition to be allowed to buy radio time on their secular radio stations. And then they have to keep a certain number of people saying that we're listening to this.
Wow.
So it's a lot of effort to do this. Well, here's the exciting thing. I'm standing in the broadcasting deal there in their downtown office in Tokyo. And Tim, our field director, says, hey, Steve, the pastor that's in there recording right now, he was supported by Whitefields quite a long time ago. Why don't we, let's interrupt him just a minute. It wasn't a live show. He was recording some stuff. So we poked our head in and he says, oh, Whitefields. He says, my church wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the support of Whitefields.
Wow.
I said, well, when did we support you? He said, 1982 I started. 83 and 84, 3 years he had. And his church was established. He said, without the prayers of the people, we wouldn't be here. Without the support, I couldn't have worked full time at that. Now his church is established. It's a fairly large and strong church for Japan. And he's also a radio broadcaster as well, does the radio show, does the radio preaching. And so it was great. Pastor Sakine, I got to meet him.
That's
and
cool.
Wonderful, wonderful testimony of how God takes a pastor and leads along. Now that story is available at our website. And I showed you the picture. I can't.
Yeah.
I've been holding it up here to the microphone. Can everybody see that?
I don't think people can see it through the mic.
All right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So if they go to the website, they'll be able to see a picture of Pastor Sakine sitting right there at his radio desk and doing his broadcasting.
Very cool stuff. So when you're getting involved with Whitefields, that's what you're supporting right there. You're supporting the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ in places that it doesn't typically get advanced. And man, what a blessing that is that you guys ran into each other. That's just wonderful. Whitefields.org. Whitefields.org is the website I want you to go to check it out. See if the Lord's leading you on your heart for you to be a part of that, a part of their ministry and a part of their partnership. That's what we're looking for. Just ask the Lord. Check it out and ask the Lord. You can also call them at 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. Another excellent job, sir. I appreciate it very much.
It's always great to be with you.
Always great to have you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.